Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with Mr. Alan Ellison. He is a Democrat nominee in South Florida. He will tell you his district, what he stands for, and everything that's at stake in this election. All right, how are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing this morning, Angela?
I'm doing all right. So you're the Democratic nominee for the district of?
I'm the Democratic nominee for District 17, and 17 is a very vast district. It's actually the third largest district in the country. It's the largest district in the state. It covers 9 counties, including Hardy County, Polk County, Charlotte County, Okeechobee County, Lee County, Sarasota County, Highlands County, and Glade County.
Okay. All right, that's great, sir. I hope you win.
I need to win. I tell you, we've had too many individuals in this particular seat that has really not been for the people, really not been from the people, and just doesn't really represent the interests and the issues of our community. And so I want to be able to go to Congress to make sure that I can represent the vast needs of this particular district.
Okay, that's true. So what are the things that you would like, if you're elected and when you are elected, what are some of the things you would like to see come to pass?
Well, I'll tell you, our district, because it's so vast, there are counties in the district that have unique issues that are, you know, not necessarily like the issues of the national government. And so we have a large retiree population in our district. We have a large migrant population. We have a large population of people who live with disabilities. I believe in our district there are over 180,000 people that are living with disabilities. And so we want to make sure that we are working towards securing the Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security for people who need those health benefits. Back in 2016, we had members of Congress that were looking to reduce those benefit payouts by 20%. And that's because they don't understand that people need these benefits. They depend on them. And so we need congressmen who not only are just, you know, looking to lead, but we need people who are looking to serve the people. And I'm a public servant. It's part of my gift as a gift of helps. This is what I do. It's who I am. And I'm going to go to Congress and basically maximize my gift of being able to help people.
Yes, sir. And this is in South Florida. People who will listen to this show later on, because it's being recorded now, but you'll listen later. This is in South Florida, and it's District 17. All right. So besides disability, which I'm glad to hear you say about people with disabilities need those benefits. So that's really important. Very important. People do depend on that. What is your stance on Medicare for all? Are you for that?
Yes, I am, actually. I think that a universal health care system is something that all of the top developed countries have. I don't see why we can't have that as a country. I think that it's something that we really should fight for. I believe that if we could be creative enough, we could have a system where there's free Medicare services and healthcare services for all of our citizens. I know Canada, our northern neighbor, has a healthcare program that pays for all of the medical costs and as well as costs of the elderly whenever they go into nursing homes and things of that nature. We do take up enough tax money already to be able to pay for it. It's just a matter of getting beyond the philosophical debate that take place in Congress between the Democrats and the Republicans. I think the Republicans are always looking to cut programs and try to balance the budget, but there's another way to balance the budget and maintain Medicare benefits to America's citizens as well as healthcare benefits. But we have to be thinking outside of the box, because as long as we think the traditional ways of balancing our budget, we're going to always be looking for ways to cut programs, and we don't need to be cutting programs. In fact, we need to increase the revenues to increase the payouts and the benefits to people who need them the most.
And also, it should be quicker. It should not be taking so long for people who are ill to get benefits. But that's some of that is based on racism. Not talking to you personally, but in the area that I'm from, which you don't represent this area. Mr. Bill Nelson does. For now he does, and I hope he continues. If you are elected, which I really, like I said earlier, I hope you are, what are some of the things that you would like to see take place in District 17, District 17 in South Florida?
Well, as I said, you know, there are unique issues that the District of 17 face, and they're not necessarily the same issues as other districts, and they're not necessarily the same issues as districts around the country. You know, every community has its unique issues, and one of the unique issues that we face in District 17 is we have a huge problem with our lake, Lake Okeechobee. We have the green algae bloom. We have pollution in the lake. We have the toxic sludge that's in the lake. People are dumping pesticides in their irrigation runoffs. The sewer system is dumped into the lake, and right now, that lake is causing problems because it's sending that sludge through the Calassahatchie River, and it's making its way into the Gulf and various parts of our waterways in Florida. We're having a problem with the fish and wildlife that live there. They're dying up on the shores. We're dealing with a problem with the red tide going up the east coast of the United States, and now we have the toxic algae bloom coming into the Keys. So, you know, whenever this problem takes place, it also becomes airborne, where people are having problems breathing the air and they're having problems with their eyes because of this. So when people step outside of their houses, you know, they're dealing with the effects of red tide. They're dealing with the effects of the toxic green algae bloom. So these are unique issues that we're dealing with that doesn't necessarily affect people in other districts across the country. So we need leaders who are willing to fight for solutions, because my opponent doesn't feel as if there's anything that can be done. He feels that it's an all-natural occurrence, and that's one of the places where we differ. I feel that although it's a natural occurrence, it is getting worse because of man-made efforts to do various things like chemical production, the things that we do in terms of putting plastics into water. The climate change issue is actually, in my mind, exacerbating the issue. And so we need to start rolling back some of the things that we do with our fuel emissions. We need to start cleaning up our waterways. We need to make sure we're not polluting our waters with irritants and irrigation fertilizers and things of that nature. And so if we can do those things, then we can help fight back the red tide, fight back the toxic algae bloom. We want to make sure that we are sending representatives to Congress in our district that represent or understand the problems that exist in various communities. Right now we have a criminal justice problem that we're trying to tackle. We need to make sure that when people go and do their time for the crimes that they've committed, that they come out and have a true second chance in life, where they can get their rights restored, where they can be able to get jobs and it not be hindered by a record, because those records are keeping so many people from getting good jobs. And when they can't get a good job, it only creates a doorway back to a life of crime. And we need to really do a complete overhaul of our criminal justice system. I want to be able to fight to make sure that women across this country are getting paid equal wages for equal work. I believe right now women are getting paid on average 78 cents on the dollar that males are getting paid for the same work. We need to have equality across the board. We need to make sure that when women are going to these prisons, they're not being mistreated and mishandled. A lot of women are being raped in these prisons by prison guards.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, sir. Women are being raped in prison.
Exactly.
Over-incarceration.
So, over-incarceration, and once they're incarcerated, they're being taken advantage of, they're being violated, their rights are being violated. And we need leadership who understands these issues, because in order for a leader to present your interests, he has to first understand what your issues are. And most of these members that are going into office, they don't even have the first clue about what's really going on. And if they don't understand, then they're not going to push for policy that's going to have a positive effect on your life. And so I am the native son of the 17th District. I was born in Highlands County. I was raised in Hardee County. I worked for 10 years and went to college for 4 years in Polk County. And I've played the piano in various churches all around the district because I'm the son of a minister. So, you know, I understand what is going on in my district. I have an intimate knowledge of all of the theme issues. For example, we have in Highlands County a migrant population who is being targeted by criminals. They're being robbed. They're being raped. They're being handled unjustly. And it's so sad because the migrant community doesn't feel like they should go to the law enforcement because they feel that they could possibly get deported or something. So they get victimized. And I just want to make sure that we have representatives who understand that people are suffering and there needs to be some change on these issues. And I want to be that champion.
Yes, sir. I believe you will be that champion. You're talking about the criminal justice system and women. Yes, sir. Women are being raped in prison, in jails also. That's just fact.
It's not widely reported. It's not talked about.
Because
but we need to raise the issue. We need to raise the awareness.
Repercussions there in prison. They really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm out here doing my part on the campaign trail to raise the awareness on these issues. And once I'm congressman, I will have the power to be able to write policy to change and benefit the people who are suffering from the lack of leadership that's been taking place too long in Congress.
Yes, sir. And that, and I'm glad you're running for office.
So I'm Alan Ellison. Alan Ellison, ellisonforcongress.com, and people can find out how they can get involved with the campaign, send a donation. I can't do this without you. I need your help. Thank you very much.
Okay, and I appreciate you coming on Show Talk with Angela, but I just had one more question.
Yes.
Concerning the criminal justice system, do you think it is over incarceration, and is, and what about the laws, the current laws? Are they too strict?
I believe that we have a criminal justice system that's geared towards throwing individuals into prison for the benefit of people who own prisons and own stock in prisons. So it's a money-making thing. I think we need to really focus our attention on programs that actually help people instead of throwing them into prison. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I suggest putting more money into schools.
Exactly. So schools is a place that they can put money into, but they can also put money into businesses. They can put money into the SBA and make it easier for people to start businesses and get access to money to start businesses. They can put money into training programs. They can put money into various programs that help people to get to where they need to be, because when you take resources from people, they end up turning to a life of crime, which ultimately ends up where they end up in prison. And so we need to do everything that we're giving people the resources where they don't have to resort to a life of crime. Not every criminal is a criminal because they have a criminal mind. Sometimes people act out in crime because they have no other choice. They have no other way out. They have no other opportunity. The access has been taken. We need to give people access so they can get to the opportunity, so they can move on with their life productively. That's
yes,
my stance.
Yes, sir. That's so true. Yes, I'm so glad you said. And thank you for speaking up for people with disabilities.
You're welcome.
The population, people don't really count sometimes. All right. Thank you, Ms. Ellison, for agreeing to come on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me. You have a wonderful day.
You too, Mr. Ellison. We'll be right back.